There is a different side of social networking other than Facebook and Twitter that is called enterprise social networking. Neighborhood America is a provider of the enterprise social software solutions to businesses and government agencies. Kim Patrick Cobza is president and CEO of the Neighborhood America and discussed what enterprise social networking actually is.
Enterprise social networking is the ability to enable networks of whether it would be citizens, employees, partners, could be customers in a business environment to engage in network behaviors. So, for instance, a social network, and as we think of it in a portal-based social network like a MySpace or a Facebook or whatever, are built on social relationships, right, for the purpose of developing social relationships. Enterprise social networks enable organizations, specifically government organizations, to provide citizens with the ability to network for a business purpose. We may be social in achieving that purpose and making a public policy decision or making a decision on a project or whatever, but we're not necessarily there simply to make friends, for instance. We're there to make a decision to get something done. So the purpose of enterprise social networks in government is to provide government agencies with the ability to draw upon the value of citizen networks and their employee networks and partner networks to arrive at decisions and make better decisions with an expanded set of solution possibilities.
And what are the challenges with an enterprise social network as opposed to just using Facebook?
Yeah. So the primary challenge in an enterprise social network, I think, is the reengineering of government. And by that, what I mean is it affects the roles of how government interacts with its citizens, and specifically how government employees and government stakeholders interact with each other. So it's a very, you know, it requires a very non-traditional, maybe, way of looking at the roles of citizens in engagement with each other, citizen with the government, and then agency interaction between and amongst the employees charged with implementing decisions. So the primary the primary challenge is the organizational engineering, I believe.
And so enterprise, the challenge within the enterprise, I mean, why wouldn't an agency just go, you set up a Facebook app or a Facebook area? Why would they come to you guys in terms of setting up a whole separate enterprise application?
Right. So in the public environment, there are multiple, almost an infinite number of network possibilities. And what I mean by that is that government can leverage networks of its own employees, citizens, every stakeholder groups, and so on, in many, many ways to create value. So in a enterprise social network, as an example, a government organization agency may want to engage in a social collaboration with many stakeholders to identify solution possibilities. It may want to take a more traditional form of public comment, and public comment means something very specific. It's a legal standard, and it requires attribution and validation and notoriety and all of those things that enable citizens to participate in communicate directly with a government agency using a legal standard, right? A more structured communication,
right,
if you will. And the, as opposed to a Facebook account or a social network account, which are principally designed for people to make friendships first, right? To make social relationships first, and then only then to maybe in the context of peer-to-peer communication expose ideas in a kind of a, maybe a little more abstract way. Here's one way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the traditional public meeting process. When we go to public meetings, we go to express our point of view on a given policy or decision that is being considered. And when we are there, we step to the podium and we say, my name is, and I reside at, and then we speak directly on point to the issue, right? And we go not, again, to make friendships, but we go to help the government agency arrive at a decision, or maybe to share knowledge or experience that we have that maybe is unique to our backgrounds, and that will help the government make that decision. Okay. Now, while we're there at that meeting, we very, very well may make friends, and we develop social relationships,
right.
But that's not our primary purpose. And it, contrast that with a purely open social network, which is designed completely for open dialogue. And, you know, again, it's more conversational, but it would be as if you were in a meeting room and everyone were talking at the same time. That's very different than the needs of a public policy forum at times. And that's, you know, so the two have very different purposes, and an enterprise social network provides many business services that can be tailored to the specific business needs or the objectives of an agency.
I wanted to get you to talk a little bit about when you have a governmental organization that approaches you and says, okay, we're interested in Neighborhood America. We want to set up this enterprise social network for our organization. What do you tell them to do? Where do they start? How should they begin?
Okay. Well, the best way to start, there are several things that are true to be successful in implementing enterprise social networks. They're largely common sense, right? They're largely common sense. But we would ask, and we would say this of any customer, but certainly of any agency, number one, to have a clear understanding of the purpose for which they want to enable a social network. So the first step is having clarity of purpose. What is it we're trying to accomplish? Are we trying to learn from our citizens? Are we trying to enable them to speak with each other? What is it we're trying to accomplish? And in what time frame? So having clear expectations. Secondly, how will the communities be managed? So do they have a clear management plan or a clear plan for how they're going to add value to networks? So clarity of purpose and clarity of how they're going to manage the community, a well-defined sense of what they want that community to accomplish. Third, how is it going to integrate with everything else that they might be doing in terms of outreach? And what will result from the community? So what is the expression to the citizens? What's the promise we're going to make to them? When they have an understanding of those behavioral elements or the goals and the measurables that they want from a social network, then enabling them, they would come to us and we would develop an architecture for them that would achieve that specific purpose. And it's actually probably much more simple than it sounds, but much of what the agencies have to do is have this well-defined understanding of exactly what they would like to accomplish. The technical part of it is actually pretty straightforward. You know, it's the combinations of technologies that create the user experience or the citizen experience necessary to have effective engagement.